Guys, remember the peanut butter with jelly that comes in one jar?
Yeah, it would be like.
Oh yeah, it was like in stripes. Yeah.
My little cousin doesn't like jelly. He just likes the peanut butter.
I mean, I don't.
I can't imagine that.
I know.
I'm not exactly open to just eating jelly, but I'll eat peanut butter and jelly.
I'm open to jelly.
There's people that can eat peanut butter by itself, jelly by itself, but they can't eat it together.
I can eat peanut butter alone.
I know, I can eat peanut butter alone. Jelly is like a once in a while, maybe?
Yeah.
That's if there's no peanut butter at all.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I mix them both.
Mm-hmm. I can eat peanut butter by itself, but it just can't be on bread.
What?
Too much for me. Yeah, it can't be on bread for me.
Oh, if it's just gonna be like plain peanut butter?
Oh.
Because it just looks dull.
I like it on apple slices.
I've never tried that.
They say it's good for you, and it just tastes good. I just eat it because... Why not, you know?
I know, like...
Something
like,
weird. Like,
when I eat croutons, it's because I have nothing else.
I would put peanut butter on celery, too.
And when I say we have nothing else, it's... We have some basic stuff, but I don't like it. It's one of those.
Like, there's times when I say we have no food, but there's, like...
Yo, what if...
Ready meals.
What if the Avenger could do this, bro?
What?
I could already imagine it just... And then you're about to land on something, like, trying to kamikaze someone, but then instead it just and then just yeet.
I think it's that one vehicle from Despicable Me, Goose Team. His ship. I mean, his ship. His. I don't know what you call it.
Jet?
Plane? I guess. It's like that.
His weird deformed plane.
It's like.
Oh yeah. Doesn't it look like an elephant?
Looks like a bee we're talking about.
Oh, that thing looks like a freaking... I don't even know what it looks like, dude, honestly.
You know that one guy in Fousey, dude?
Yeah.
Looks like a fucking egg.
He does, he's bald, that's why.
You see that one where he's all like, he's screaming at somebody, he's all like, I have bipolar depression.
No.
He's like, I have bipolar depression. You put things in my head that make me want to kill myself.
Some of the pranks they pull on him are freaking funny because they go too far to the point where he gets pissed.
It's funny when people get pissed sometimes.
You know who Mystic God Jokes is?
I don't.
Anyways, he's black. Just thought I'd let you guys know. Anyways, he pulls a prank on his girlfriend because like he was adopted and like he recently met his birth mom. So he decides to play a prank on his girlfriend where... He tells her that they're related.
Oh. Right?
And they've been talking for a year, and then they've been dating for like 6-7 months, right? Mm-hmm. And he calls his mom. The mom explains to her, you know, yeah, you guys are distant cousins, turns out. And then, like, you know, she's like, this is honestly, like, are you kidding me? Like, this is disgusting. We've been dating and we've been sleeping together. And the Mystic is just fucking, he's messing around. He's like, yeah, I give it to you like this. And like, yeah. And then he started grinding on the bed. I'm just like, what the heck is this guy doing? Like, he's taking it too far. And then she started to feel uncomfortable and more uncomfortable. And then, yeah, it kind of just progressed from there. That shit was funny, though.
And she wasn't okay with it?
No, she wasn't.
Oh, she's missing out.
She's like, this is so disgusting right now. This is literally incest. And then it's funny, though, because Mystic was like, hey, Ma, don't worry. She's still going to be able to go to the barbecue, the family reunion. And then she gets mad, and then she smacks him.
Oh, wow.
And then she hits him in the chest all hard, too. That shit was funny.
I bet.
He had a point, though.
That was cool.
She was still going to be able to go.
And that is very true.
Alright, people who go to my school, August 20th is the first day of school, so we have 2 weeks and 6 days as of today, Monday, the 30th of July, sophomores, and up register at the BUHS website on the 7th of August under the title Welcome. There will also be a video posted to help you register if you need help for those of you... Don't check your school email and keep on asking when does school start. Screech. Okay.
I wasn't ready for that.
No one is.
I was born in violin.
What?
I get a weird feeling right here in my heart, but it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
like, this was me my freshman year. Sends a couple pictures. You were so pretty, mom. What you mean you were? Shit, I still am. You see, I don't think Venom would win in that fight.
Why?
Hulk is like fucking five times his size. Hulk
literally championship.
Yeah.
Just like...
just yeet. Wait a second.
The thing is, it's just... New Hulk.
Yeah, I was about to say that. He'll only kill the person, you know, the person that's being manipulated by Venom.
Yeah.
Does Spider-Man actually, like, destroy Venom? Because there's more, huh? Like, in the third one, he blew it up, but it's really... There's, like, more Cenobites, huh?
Symbiotes.
Cenobites? Did I say Cenobites?
Yeah, you said Cenobites.
Technically, he did. He got rid of it.
That's on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sample on Earth he got rid of.
Yeah.
The actual thing,
no, because that one little thing was actually, it started off as a small little tiny piece. And then once it got to, like, you know, Peter, and then it just kind of progressed from there and just kind of grew bigger and bigger and stronger.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's like that sample of vibranium that they use for Cap shield. Mm-hmm. Even though there's a lot more in space and in Wakanda.
Wakandians.
Yeah. Wakanda forever.
Will they ever like run out of it, or is there like a lot?
I mean.
Oh no, that's sad.
What?
It's like, how single are you? And then it's like me, and then it's like three people sitting in the back. It's a guy, a girl, and then a guy. And then each one of the guys has their girl on top of them. And then the girl in the middle just has her phone, like, right here. And then she's just like this. And then she's just... I guess she's, like, laughing and crying at the same time. She's just here like this. And then I look at what's in her lap, and it's freaking... It's like a... It's a Turtle Beach headset.
Oh, my God.
Look. I think it's a Turtle Beach. It looks like a Turtle Beach.
Yeah, it's Turtle Beach.
It is.
Yeah, it's Turtle Beach. Yeah. She's on game. That's a reaction.
Yeah.
And of course, it's in Mexican.
Gay.
I know, like, even though it probably will happen, I'm kind of planning to not get a girlfriend for the year. The hair is dragging, look at.
Cool.
Right, so when are we gonna do this challenge?
I don't even know.
Yo, it's weird. That one day, you know Laisha's quinceañera?
Yeah.
We went, right? And then her dad let us drink alcohol, and everybody got wasted. And we were all up to like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. And they all went to go eat, and they left me in the house.
That's rude.
I literally woke up, and I see their Snapchat story, and they're all eating at a restaurant. And I look at it carefully, and I'm not there. And I'm like, when did we go eat at a restaurant? And it said like a couple hours ago or a couple minutes ago. I'm just like...
A real G would have smacked you in the face and be like, hey, get the fuck, we're going to go eat.
Yeah.
I would have been like...
You know? I don't...
I would have been like, oh, shit.
They didn't only leave me, though. They left someone else.
Who did they leave?
I'm not really sure, but it wasn't everybody there. And the next thing you know, like, I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to leave. Because I had gotten a call from my grandma. You know, it's like, oh, your grandpa's really, really bad. So I was like, fuck. And then she came pick me up, and I left. I didn't even say bye to anyone. Everybody was still asleep. I was like, yo, niggas fucking didn't take me to go eat. Fuck, I ain't going to say bye. So I just left. You know, there's like one or two. There's like one or two guys was like half awake. Not even half. He was like, bye. I was like, okay.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. I did say bye to all the family and parents, you know, because they did feed me. They had like one or two tacos for me. So I did eat them. And then I left. What happened after that?
Where are my dog tags?
And then they all went to the fucking mall. And then later on they ask why I don't text them or why I don't hang out with them. It's like, first of all, I'm not your friend. Second of all, y'all niggas ditched me. Y'all did plans without me. This and that. You know?
Yeah, no one likes me enough to even invite me anywhere.
Yeah, and then they were like, "Oh my god, is Juan, do you think you can come to my house to come watch the my quinceañera video?" That because they made a video for a quinceañera, right? It's like to come watch the video with everybody. I'm just like, when? It's like the 27th. It's like, oof. Yeah, I got work, and then I don't know. After that, I probably had some other stuff to do. She was like, it's going to be like around 5. I was like, oof. And then she never texted her back after that. So I don't really know if, you know, there actually was the video or not. Because I never was.
You know, even if people do like me, I mean, like, everyone knows I don't go anywhere. I don't go anywhere for any reason. But if anyone likes me to invite me enough, but they know I won't go anywhere, at least invite me just so I feel included.
Yeah, but what's the whole fucking point if you're just gonna reject us like that? How would you feel? Like, oh yeah, this person's probably not gonna wanna go, but I'll just still invite him. Hey man, wanna go? No! Fuck it, I'm
going. Boy, that's me planning every Nightfall night.
Oof! You always plan it like at the wrong moments too.
Cause everyone has friends.
I'm trying to go.
I don't have friends, I just have people that I use.
Except he's made it 2 out of 4, so that's pretty good.
Wait, you already had 2 before me?
No. No, the very first one, oh, that was the best. Isabella. Yeah, you were with Isabella, I saw you walk by, I was like, okay. And so, the second one you made it, the third one was at Cameron's house.
Oh, I didn't go because the third one was like Cameron. Yeah.
And then the fourth one, you made it again. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't really like Cameron. Cameron's...
too skinny?
No, he's just... he's overwhelming sometimes.
What do you mean by that?
Just talks too much.
I mean, we're trying not to hate on anybody. But Blaze was really annoying, and we had to kick him out for a good reason.
Yeah, Blaze was in my tutorial for Miss Nickel.
Yeah.
And he would, like, try his best to sit on the table. He always would, but he would be like that. Get the chair from under the table and sit on the corner.
Oh, no.
That's how you know you're not accepted.
I know.
Unless they tell you to bring a chair, then you are accepted. But
yeah.
If you see someone sitting at a corner, it's either they're not accepted...
or there's just too much people at the table.
Yeah.
I thought something was flying in. I'm just like, what? And then just... oh, okay, so...
is it the movie, The Mist? By Stephen King? Well, not by Stephen King, but the book was.
No, I haven't.
It's a good movie. It's like, the mist comes and there's like mythical creatures.
Oh, is it the one where like they're stuck in a gas station? Store? Yeah.
That was like the best.
Yeah, I've seen it. And then at the ending though, the ending was kind of weird.
The ending was really sad. Like in the book, all they really did was just...
oh, I'm talking about the movie.
Hmm?
I'm talking about the movie.
Oh, well in the book... are you okay with spoilers in the book? I mean, you saw the movie.
Yeah.
So in the book, at the end, they just don't even run out of gas. They just stop there, stay there for the night for it to clear off. Mm-hmm. But in the movie, they run out of gas, and the dude kills everybody to take them out of their misery. Oof. And then the people come and save them. And at that point, I was like, damn, he killed his son and other people.
They didn't have a wife.
In the 2017 movie, It movie, I would have really enjoyed to see that orgy.
The what one was...
the what?
The old...
I don't get it.
Everybody.
The miniseries of the It movie was pretty good.
It was simple. I haven't seen it still.
It was simple.
Everyone looked cool back then.
Yeah, they did, huh? Everybody would have those cool-ass hairdos.
I know, and leather jackets and everything.
Is it me, or is, like, back then, like, everybody looked alike?
Yeah.
And now look at us.
Still. Everything's a trend. Everyone wants to be like everyone else.
No, I mean, like, literally everybody looked alike, like, facial recognition.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Everybody had no acne, and if they did, they were covered up with, like, 2 pounds of makeup.
No, not that. Like, guys in general, like...
yeah.
Almost every single guy had a jawline. Like
perfect
jawline. Yeah, like perfect jawline, dude.
And like, I don't know why I'm thinking of Brendan Urie, but
8-inch forehead ass.
I know. Everyone had somewhat of cheekbones still. when they looked alike.
Yeah, that's yeah. where the jawline thing goes in. Except for the girls. The girls were like the only ones that didn't look all the same.
Yeah.
They all kind of did look
different. They used a lot of hairspray, I bet.
They're mostly white and blonde. If they weren't blonde, then they were white and they would have like...
Like brownish?
Darkish
yeah,
brownish hair?
Yeah, like, darkish or brownish hair.
And they would have that like one hairdo.
There would only be three types of hair. It would It would either be like that. It would either be brown, blonde, or red hair.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
And the only hairdo there was, or almost, was that freaking Jimmy Neutron's mom. Haircut, yeah.
With the curls.
Yeah, it's like bangs here and then curls up in the back.
It was either that or just curls everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And then towards, the 80s or 90s, it was like short hair here and then kind of bangs-ish. And then everything else is just curled.
Let's not forget the age where it looked like they got a freaking missile on the back of the head. Where they would pile up all their hair in the back.
Oh.
They just have like, they'd either have bangs or whatever. Not a good one.
We should make a table talk time video since we're here.
Talk about what?
I don't know, we're doing good right now. But because this is going on almost 20 minutes. It's 16, but, table talk time.
Written?
Yeah, it's the audio. But table talk time video was showing us, and we would sit at a table and talk for a good 10 minutes. I don't know, you down?
Okay.
Alright.
We just gotta have some topics. Because I don't talk with no topics, boy.
You're talking about Democrats. They're bad.
I'm not into that.
I know, I don't really pay attention to
it. I like judging some of them, but like I'm not really into it. I don't really get deep into it.
Oh, like...
Like, oh yeah, Democrats this, Democrats that, Democrats no. I just like to point out like simple little things that just bug me, and then that's about it. You know, my simple opinions.
That's always a bit relatable. Mm-hmm.